USA Radio News.
The White House is extending an invitation to Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit Washington this fall, following up on his summit this week with President Trump. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Trump asked National Security Advisor John Bolton to invite Putin to the White House. Earlier today, President Trump took to Twitter to thank Novartis and Pfizer for their decision to freeze drug prices. The president went on Twitter and thanked both prescription drug companies. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar also addressed the high cost of prescription drugs on Fox Business today.
If we reverse the incentives, the market will react and prices will come down to meet that. One of the biggest things we could do is get Congress to repeal the Obamacare giveaway to Big Pharma, where they capped the rebates being paid in the Medicaid program that had an inflation penalty on that, and it created a huge additional incentive to price increases.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.